Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I listened to something this morning that really blew me away. I did not know that there was a debate. It wasn't really a debate. It was more of a conversation gone wrong between CGA, shout out to CGA, Coach Greg Adams, and Alex Wilson. I don't even know much about Andrew Wilson. I don't know much about him. All I know is he's a more conservative, kind of, he's supposed to be a more, like, red pill guy, apparently, but he's more like the Christian conservative type red pill guy. You know the type, right? The type that tells you, oh, just get married, just basically do everything, the antithesis of what we talk about on this show. Essentially, go for the Ecclesiastics version of marriage. If you're a Christian, you're less likely to get divorced, be more invested in church, be more spiritual, be more of a Christian, and the church is going to bat for you, and just pour yourself into community, into church, and tithe, and pray you don't get divorced. And, you know, if you integrate yourself enough with the Christian church, then your wife's just going to roll over, and your wife's going to always be fit, always want to have sex with you, all this stuff, right? Versus Coach Greg Adams. If you've never listened to him, I've listened to him for years. I think I'm one of the few white guys who listens to him. I love Coach. He's fantastic. But when it comes down to it, they're very different people. And the reason I bring this up is not because I want to hype or dick ride anybody. The reason I bring it up is because it was an interesting parallel between truth and ideals. If any of you are more Christian or more, if you're more religious, you get this ideals conversation every single day of your life. Everybody who's also religious will tell you, oh, don't care about reality. No, no, no. You need to shoot for this. You need to emulate God. You need to emulate Jesus. You need to emulate ex-prophet. You need to emulate this pastor, this theologian. You basically need to emulate everybody. Except for people they don't like. You need to not embrace reality, instead shoot for the ideal. And the reason I love this conversation, even though it went horribly wrong in a lot of cases, because I listened to a majority of it, was this truth and ideals conversation. Coach is more of a truth guy, as in he gives it to you straight when it comes to, pause by the way on that, he gives it to you straight when it comes to, look, this is the reality of life we're living in. This is what is happening out here. Outside the church, outside your bubble, this is the world. This is the world you're living in, whether you like it or not. This is reality. This is what girls are doing. This is what most men are experiencing. I understand that in your dream world, this is what you want to happen, but this is not what's actually happening for most men. That is what CGA talks about at length on his show. Now, you contrast that with what Andrew Wilson was talking about, and instead what he was talking about is what I've heard my whole life. I've heard this my whole life. The malarkey of, oh, just get married, just go for it, just shoot, just submit to God, submit to a church reverend, and pour yourself into church, and pray it works, essentially. And it's more likely to work out, and just go for it, is essentially the prescription that they give, which for some people it works, and that's great and fantastic for you. But the problem is, for most men, that's not how it works. And on top of it all, you're selling men something that most of them cannot achieve. You can't sell people hope without giving them a false reality that they think they're living in. Let me explain. If, for example, if his philosophy, which is what a lot of traditional conservatives preach, if it was achievable, we wouldn't be having this conversation. If it was norm, we wouldn't be having this conversation because I would be agreeing with him and I'd be going for it. In an ideal world, I agree with everything he said. But the problem is, we don't live in this ideal world. We do not live in a place in America, in the Western world. We don't live in a place that supports the type of situation he's describing with his ecclesiastic marriage. We don't live in it. It's not an achievable thing. Now, could some people roll the dice and roll a Yahtzee? The answer is yes, they can. But here's the problem. You cannot control that. Now, I want to shift gears for a second and tie this in, and it'll all make sense, I promise. Now, a lot of people spend most of their life trying to grapple with something they can't control. They want to say, oh, capitalism's no good. Oh, well, women aren't doing this. Oh, well, I wish the church did that. And I used to do that, by the way. I'm not doing it anymore. We're in season two of this show. Fuck these people. I don't care what they talk about. Let me tell you like this. If you're a person who's religious and you're listening to the show, God bless you. You're great. Here's a problem. Unless you can give me, as a non-married man who grew up in the church, unless you can give to me right now this so-called ecclesiastic marriage that Andrew Wilson is talking about, unless you can give me a tattoo-free, debt-free virgin woman who's a Christian who's going to sit there and I'm not going to control her or do anything like that. I have no desire to control women. But unless you're going to give me somebody who's there and wants to be part of my program, is going to get on board with what I want to do and is going to sit there and listen to me while I help her and build up this family, unless you can give me that, you better stop talking. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. Fuck off. I fucking hate it when I have to listen to these people lecture me about what I should want. Well, you should want this. You know what I want? What every other man has wanted, but guess what? Oh, too bad. You can't really have it, or you can get some of it, but not all of it. And at any point in time, even if you're getting what you want, it can be taken from you at any time. I have a guy with a Ferrari who drives by. If she suddenly wants to go have a black guy phase, I'm white. Oh, she suddenly wants to go off with a girl trip to Las Vegas. All of a sudden, boom, all that hard work, everything is gone. Now, again, some people can make this work. Me, I work too hard, have too many things going on in my life to put myself in this position. I refuse to cuck myself out and put myself in an Okay. My mind's going too fast. I got to slow this train down a little bit. Okay. Let's back up. Back up, Austin. Back up. If in law school, not law school, in my pre-law studies, we learned about the idea of you can't lopside an agreement too much in one person's favor because that's called unjust enrichment. You cannot lopside an agreement to the point where one person is basically getting nothing out of the agreement while the other party gets everything. It is called unfair or unjust enrichment, and it's illegal. Now, you apply that to a corporation, they have those rules. For some reason, people don't see marriage as a business, which it is, by the way. Whether you want to accept that or not is a business merger. You listening to the show, whether you be male or female, you have, if you are a United States citizen, a social security number. That social security number registers you as part of the social system. So you, all your debt, all your capital gains, everything is tied to your social security number, your credit score, you name it. When you marry somebody else, that ties together. Now, her debt is your debt. Your debt is her debt. Your gains are her gains, unless you get a prenup, and et cetera, and so on and so forth. This is how it works. Now, with all the debt and whatnot in American society, because of student loan debt, credit card debt, business debt, you name it, a lot of people are unmarriageable just off of their finances alone. So I didn't hear them bring that up. Maybe they brought that up and I missed that portion of the show. But in that conversation, I did not hear one time about, hey, how are you going to make this so-called ecclesiastic marriage work when you marry this woman who has $90,000 in student loan debt from her days in college? How are you going to make that work? Or should you even make that work? Because that's unfair enrichment. All of a sudden, she has you to help pay the debt down because now the debt is your problem, too. Where is that in the conversation? I didn't hear that part. You might say, Austin, this is not important. You're getting off topic. No, I am not getting off topic. This is all part and parcel of why the dating and relationship and marriage marketplace looks the way it looks. Because the number one reason for divorce or struggles in your relationships, even if they don't break up, is money. Money is the number one problem. So why don't I hear more people talking about this? That is a reality. That's one of the reasons why when I was listening to this conversation slash debate, I was flabbergasted that I didn't hear him bring that up once. It was all about love. It was all about what should be and what the politicians are going to be and what the church does. Not once did I hear about the conversation relating around money, which, to Coach Greg Adams' credit, shout out to the coach, he wrote about this in his book, The Evolution. He wrote about this, calling them debt demons. That's one of his things. Now, my friends, here's the issue. The issue is I understand people who want to agree with people like Andrew Wilson. They want to agree that if you just do blank, then everything will work for you. I understand your desire to believe this. I want to believe it. You might not want to accept that, but I do. You really think that I don't want to be married? You think that I don't want to have this relationship? The answer is I do. I do, but here's a problem. This is why I wrote Biblical Bachelor, my book. This is why I wrote it. It's not conceivable in most people's cases anymore. Or even if it's possible, it's not the investment it was. The 50s were a blip on human history. They were not the norm. We're not going back. Well, no matter how much we retrospect, no matter how much we wish for it, it's not coming back. The 50s are gone. It's not coming back. But here's the problem. People are selling you a dream that only if you go to church, you're immune to this. And it's not true. It's just not. I wish it was, but it's not. Divorce is a disease and it's contagious. One of your friends gets a divorce or someone she knows at work gets a divorce. Guess what? Now she's more likely to get divorced. Statistically speaking, she is more likely to become divorced. And you can't control that. Zero. You have zero control over that. But this is why this conversation was so interesting to me, because Andrew kept going back to the same talking points, which was, well, this is what should. This is what ideally. This is what marriage could look like. He was talking about what should, would, or could, versus Coach was talking about what it is. And this truth versus ideals is what we see in this entire dating marketplace. We see what we want to see and wish for X, but we know we're getting Y. Even though we want X, we're getting Y. We're not getting what we think we're getting, or we delude ourselves in thinking that we might get it someday. That is the truth. Again, you can make things work. I am not saying you can't. What I'm telling you is that you are not going to get the full story, and the odds are stacked against you. Even if they're not right now, they could 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and you've lost all that time. You've lost everything that now is marital property. You are on the hook. You are on the hook. That's why when I talk about prenups and I hear women like squirm, I see them squirm when they talk about it. It's because they know this. They don't want to sign it. They want to walk away with your money. Or at least have the option to pull the ripcord and know the parachute's there. That's what they want. They always want that get out of jail free card, like we're playing a Monopoly game. This is not a Monopoly game. This is life. And you might say, well, Austin, it's the prime breadwinner who is on child support and blah, blah, blah. Yes. Which means men, 90% of the time, if not more. And this, my friends, is not new to anybody who's paid attention. But what's new is that religion is really being called to the mat for the first time, and I'm here for it. I'm here for dispelling the delusions that the church is this bastion, this last haven of traditionalism, and it's just not true. In fact, I care to wager that a lot of men who are traditional conservatives actually are more, quote, misogynists than guys like me. I'm not here trying to change and control women. They are. They're the ones out here trying to control women. Have, you know, get their reverend to tell their wife to hook up with them, to to give them marital, you know, missionary. That's what they want. I'm not telling women to do that. I'm telling women, hey, you want to be our pergamist? You want to go crawl after Chris Brown? You want to go after these people? Go ahead. I don't care what you do. Go ahead. Me, I'm going to keep building up to the point where I want to own the label that Chris Brown works for. That's what I want. That's how you win, gentlemen, is understanding you can only control yourself. You accept reality, even if you have ideals, you do not lose touch with reality. Otherwise, you lose touch of control of yourself. Because all of a sudden, you've lost yourself to the land of make-believe, as opposed to the here and the now, which is what's going to help you win. And I know you don't want to hear this. I didn't want to hear it either. But guess what? Good medicine tastes lousy, and we need more of it. We need medicine that's going to heal our vision, not to make us see something that's not real or might be half real and not half, and you don't know which is which. That's dangerous. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you see it. I think it's something that a lot of dudes are going to be split down the middle on, and rightfully so, because this truth and ideals conversation, so many people try to kind of bring the two together, and I understand it. You might argue I try to do that. But I'm more about the truth now. I was once very idealistic, not anymore. I don't believe in this idealism anymore. I believe that, yeah, of course things should be this or should be that, but it's not. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. So I'd rather focus on surviving and making sure that I can win as opposed to making sure that I sell you a dream that's not even true. Or that some of you might be kind of live out 70 to 80% of it, maybe, and that's if you're lucky. And if you fail, you lose the game of life itself and you set yourself back 20 to 30 years. My friends, you let me know if you've seen this and what you thought about it. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you go see it because everything I just said will make tremendously more sense. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace out.